The lepers stood at a distance and raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." Now, why cry out to Jesus from a distance? Why not go right up to him like most people who asked him for healing? There's a very practical reason for this, and that is that lepers weren't allowed to approach anyone. Leviticus chapter 13 describes the requirements of the law that lepers must follow, and this is what it said. The leper who has the disease shall wear torn clothes and let the hair of his head hang loose, and he shall cover his upper lip and cry, "Unclean, unclean." What does it mean to cover one's upper lip? It means to do this. So in other words, what you do when you shout. And so this passage makes it clear that lepers must stay at shouting distance from others. The reason for this rule is that leprosy was contagious and incurable. And so, as unfortunate as it would be to be a leper, it was necessary to prevent leprosy from spreading to everyone. But while this is the literal meaning of this verse, we can also see in it a deeper spiritual meaning. Spiritually, we can see leprosy as a symbol of sin. Like leprosy, sin makes us unclean. Like leprosy, sin tends to spread from person to person. It's contagious, in a sense. And like leprosy, sin is incurable by means of our own efforts. After all, no one can cleanse themselves of their guilt. And so the image of lepers crying out to Jesus from a distance is really an image of what sin does to our relationship with God. Sin makes us distant from him. It makes us far from him. In fact, sin is the only thing that makes us far from him. Fortunately for us, though, there is still hope because God has come to heal us. And so even if we do feel far from God, we can still, like the lepers, cry out to him to save us. How do we cry out to him? Well, the way we do so is by faith. We see an example of this in the story of the hemorrhaging woman who reached out to touch Jesus in order to be healed. When Jesus asked the crowd after this happened, "Who is it that touched me?" The disciples were surprised at this question because the crowd was so packed that basically everyone was touching him. But Jesus singled her out because she was the only one who reached out to him and touched him with faith. And so it was her faith that distinguished her touch from everyone else. So faith is how we approach Jesus, how we touch Jesus when sin has made us far from him. But this isn't the full answer, it's a partial answer, but our faith itself points us to a particular way that Jesus calls us to approach him for the forgiveness of sins. And that is through the sacrament of confession. Whenever we go to confession, we do approach Jesus. This is because Jesus chooses to do most of his work through human beings. It's like when Jesus told his disciples, "Whoever hears you, hears me, and whoever rejects you, rejects me." So here we see Jesus clearly using human beings as his instruments of the instruments of his word. In a sense, he is speaking through them. In regard to the forgiveness of sins, he said to his disciples in the upper room, "Whose sins you forgive are forgiven, and whose sins you retain are retained." And so even the forgiveness of sins is a grace that Jesus wishes to distribute through his ministers. And so even if we may feel far from God, there is no reason to lose hope, because Jesus has given us the means to be cleansed from the sin that separates us from him. He simply says to us the very same thing that he said to the 10 lepers in our gospel today. Go, show yourselves to the priests. As often as we need to, may we all approach the holy sacrament of confession in faith, because when we do so, we are approaching Jesus himself.